Hello again, Ray Yurt here with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. I would like to speak to you over the next few addresses on the importance of what we say, the importance of our words, because words are important. I recall an old saying that started like this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And of course, there's a certain truth in that. Words don't hurt you physically, but words can hurt you emotionally. And in fact, words can be used to destroy your reputation. Words can even start wars, and they have started wars. So words are very important. In the epistle to James, the 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse, it says this: "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in words, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." And that's an indication of the importance of words. But Jesus told us how ultimately important words are. I'm reading here from Matthew chapter 12, from the middle of verse 34 to the end of verse 37, and Jesus said this: "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Your words indicate what is going on in your mind, what is going on in your heart. Your words indicate your manner of life. They're extremely important and extremely revealing. Jesus goes on to say, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things." Jesus said, you know, there's such a thing as good, and there's such a thing as evil. These days, people rationalize and they say, oh, well, that's evil for you, but it's not evil for me. Well, God has definitions of good and evil. He has definite opinion about what is good and what is evil. And Jesus goes on in these verses to say, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment." This life is not all there is. There's a life to come. And in between the two, there is a judgment. Our lives will be judged. Our actions will be judged. Our words will be judged. Jesus said, every idle word that men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment. We will stand before God as individuals and give account of our lives and give account of our words. And God could, at the judgment, and probably will, play back to us some of the words we've spoken. If this verse is going to be fulfilled, if this Jesus says, every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it on the day of judgment, he may well play back our words to us. And then he goes on to say, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." There's a judgment coming, and at that judgment, some people will be justified, others will be condemned. And our words will form part of the judgment. Our words are extremely important. A good example of just how important they are is found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. And I'm reading here from verse 39 through to verse 43. And the scene is the crucifixion. Jesus is being crucified. He's dying, not for anything wrong he has done, but for your sins and for mine. And there are three people being crucified. Jesus is there, but on either side of him, there's a condemned criminal. And these criminals speak. Verse 39, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed Jesus. That's how he used his words, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. What a difference in these two men. What a difference in these two criminals. What a difference in their words. One was blaspheming. The other was acknowledging that Jesus Christ was God the Son, that he was Lord. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He was acknowledging that Jesus was not dying for his own sins because he had done nothing wrong. Jesus died for your sins and for mine. Your words can indicate how you stand in relation to Jesus Christ, and that will be the most important thing when it comes to the judgment. Our words are extremely important. This dying thief acknowledged his own sin, confessed his own sin, acknowledged Jesus as Lord, and had a desire to be with the Lord, and the Lord granted him that desire. Our words are important. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Amen.